This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An inmate and a staffer at the Buena Vista Correctional Facility have both tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the prison is now almost fully locked down.
More than 600 inmates across state prisons have tested positive for COVID-19, according to the Department of Corrections, most of them in Sterling. But officials said this week that two people tested positive in Buena Vista. Only one other person has tested positive there before, back in April. Officials say now they'll test the whole prison population in Buena Vista and keep people mostly in their cells to quarantine. Officials say they're using contact tracing to try and find out who both the inmate and the staffer had contact with inside the facility. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado companies received more than $10 billion from the Federal Payroll Protection Program. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
More than 100,000 businesses across the state borrowed money. Many of the companies aren't the mom-and-pop operations most people think of as small businesses. Businesses of all kinds tapped the funding, from tech firms to investment companies to large restaurant chains. Some recognizable names include Wendy's and the Colorado Museum of Natural History. Colorado Public Radio received assistance through the program. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado municipalities can now apply for more local control of coronavirus economic recovery. Places that get certified will be able to open to half of pre-pandemic capacity. This is CPR News.